Hey guys, welcome back to Simply You. Be here, be real, be you with Carly Basham. Thank you all so much again for tuning in this week. I hope you all have had a phenomenal day, a phenomenal week, and you are able to relax and reset a little bit. And there's no better way to reset than being here. So without further ado, welcome back to Simply You. Yay! Guys, I'm so excited to be here, and it's starting to be fall. I love fall so freaking much. Yes, summer is amazing, but I'm like, fall is for fashion. The tones and colors in fall just make me so happy. The crisp air, there is nothing like crisp air. A morning walk with crisp air, the leaves are changing. I'm like, the colors of fall are just immaculate. You get pumpkin, you get spice. I'm like, it's everything nice. I love fall. So I hope you all are able to enjoy the fall weather a little bit, getting that fall fashion out. I just love it so much. But I'm super excited to get into it today. I have a really fun topic for us today, actually. I listened to a recent podcast by Victoria Garrett Brown, actually, and she was talking about something that was just so freaking relatable that it made me want to talk about it as well too, because I really had never put two and two together and never connected the two until I heard Victoria talk about it. So Victoria, you are amazing. Shout out you, girl. I've actually always been a fan too. I remember you playing at USC, and whenever you were first starting to post like your body positivity things, and there was this one video you were talking about how once you weren't an athlete anymore, how you like couldn't eat like bagels every single day, how you would whenever you were like an athlete, and just how like your body changed and how you were handling that and dealing with that. But it's like the way that you articulated and expressed that was just so inspiring and motivational. And especially coming from someone who has had lots of body issues in the past, especially with eating and just how I view myself, like, and being an athlete too, I just have always respected and been such a fan of you. So one, I just wanted to give you that shout out, Victoria. And the topic that you actually had touched on was having a sense of urgency as an athlete, which some of you all listening may have already listened to hers as well. If not, you all should definitely go check it out, because she was speaking facts and it was just so enlightening to hear about as well too. And I'm super excited to kind of touch on it as well. So that's what we're going to touch on today, is having a sense of urgency as an athlete. Like I said, Victoria Garrett Brown talked about it in her podcast. And it's really crazy, because what she was saying is how whenever you are an athlete, you are taught to have a sense of urgency with everything you do. And she was saying how post-athletic life, right, like post-volleyball, that created so much anxiety and stress for her and her now like everyday life, because she found herself just putting more pressure and just trying to speed up things and trying to be literally urgent for every single thing in her life whenever she really didn't need to be. And she talked about how that kind of stemmed from volleyball and just being an athlete in general, because literally like playing a sport, and again, she talked about this as well too, how you are taught to run to go strike balls, you're taught to run to go get your water, you're taught to run to go get back in line. Like, you are taught to run literally everywhere. Not even run, but just hustle, right? You were just taught to hustle and go to this, or like, you are taught just to hustle here and hustle here and hustle down the stairs and hustle down the hallway and hustle to court three. And there's just, you just always hear the word hustle. You always hear the word hustle or come on or move. And that, it's just like the way that that wires your brain just to think, go, 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 go. Like, it's so hard to get out of that. It's so hard to get out of that mind frame. And with that sense of urgency, like, again, yes, it is good to be urgent, because one of my biggest pet peeves is whenever people are not as urgent and they're kind of just lackadaisical and they, I don't know, I just, being urgent, I think, is an amazing thing, yes, but there's a balance to it. But like, I even remember from the time I was 10 years old, because that's whenever I started Kiva. From the time I was 10 years old, I was taught to hustle and lie, do hustle to go get my water bottle, to hustle to port three, or hustle and go get the ball. And literally remember, whenever we would even shag balls, there would be a countdown, like from 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. And if the balls all were not put into the cart, then we had to run. And it was just that level of urgency is just so intense. And that's more what I wanted to touch on today, is the intensity of the urgency that you had to have as an athlete is quite literally insane. For me, it felt like there was no time where I could really take a breath or really just kind of float. It felt like I was always trying to keep my head above water to either go to the next thing or to get there faster. Like, I just felt like I could never do things fast enough. Like, yes, to a degree, that's a good thing, but there's such beauty in being able to be efficient while being aware of what you're doing too. Because I think if you move at such a fast pace, sometimes you can go through the motions and you aren't adding that intent behind your actions too. And I felt like the more urgent I would try to be, the faster I would try to move, and the less time actually I would spend on placing intent into my behavior. I was just trying to go and do it. And it was honestly exhausting. And now being outside of sports, that was something I really had to learn, is not carry that sense of urgency with me in everything that I'm doing, right? Like, I don't need to be sprinting down the hallway to go grab a coffee. Like, I can walk leisurely. I know that I'm going to get a coffee. I don't need to sprint to be the first one in line to get a coffee. But that's literally like how my brain was/is wired. It's to that level of intensity. Or I mean, like, even it gets to the point where literally, like, I'll come home from my workout and I will literally set down my stuff. I'll instantly go into the shower and turn on the water, and I'll, you know, take off my clothes and get into the shower and wash off myself and brush my teeth and wash my, like, it will just be like, I don't take it, like, I never stop. I don't take a break. It's just always go. What's next? And yes, to a degree, again, that is good. But whenever I myself get caught into the cycle of constantly going with that sense of urgency, I burn myself out. I burn myself out so freaking quick, because I am not taking a second to breathe. I am not taking a second to slow down and process what I just did, what I need to be doing, and what I'm gonna be doing after that. It's literally, there's no time, there's no room for thoughts at all. It's literally just acting, which again, like, taking action, yes, is amazing. It is, like, that is what we all should be doing, is taking that action. But for me, I found a lot of my anxiety came from trying to apply that sense of urgency with everything I was doing. It just was not reasonable, it was not realistic, and it was making my life so much harder, so much longer, and I was exerting so much more energy that I actually needed to do, because I was not also conserving any energy. There was no time in my days that I was allowing myself to take a step back and breathe. There was no time that I was allowing myself to think about the next thing that I had to do or what I just did before. It was always just, okay, I just got done with doing my emails, now I'm gonna go do this. Like, it was just a fucking mess, truthfully. And a lot of my anxiety, I think, stemmed from this, because again, having that intense level of urgency made me feel like I was running out of time. Constantly feeling like I was gonna be late, or that I had to run to my next thing, or I had to be the first one in line, or unless I wasn't gonna be good enough for it, or like just these crazy bizarre things that for me all tied to being urgent and showing that I care and showing that I'm passionate. It was causing me so much stress that I had to quite literally train myself to move slower. And that was one of the most challenging things I think I've had to do. But it got to a point where my anxiety was so bad, it literally felt like I could not take a breath. My chest felt so tight. I was like it felt like I could not inhale and exhale fully. It felt impossible. And once that feeling was consistent, once it was a consistent tightening in my chest, I was like, I cannot live like this. This is horrible. This is draining. This is not a fun life to live. Like, I was doing fun things, but how I was doing them was not fun because I was not making them fun, you know? And so I learned to do what I can, but again, tell myself, Rome was not built in a day. That is and will be one of my favorite quotes that I continue to tell myself. Rome was not built in a day. If I do not get every single thing that I have in my mind to do, that's okay. But that's where I've learned to prioritize the things that I need to get done that day. And then the rest of it, if I don't get done, again, it is okay. And I found myself feeling a lot more free, a lot more flexible. And also I'm doing my work a lot better too, because I have more time to think, I have more time to set intent behind it, and I have more time to process. I think whenever you move with such a fast and intense level of urgency, you lose so much of the process, right? You lose so much of, you lose the lessons, you lose the process of it all. And that is where truly the beauty lies, is the process, is those hard, small moments, right? That is where the beauty truly is. But I would find myself being so caught up in just trying to get to the next thing or just trying to complete my work as fast as possible, that I wasn't thinking about how I was doing my work. I didn't care about if the work was good or not. I was just trying to get it done. I was, again, just trying to be as fast as I could with it so that I could move on to the next thing. And I mean, again, especially in sports, you have to be urgent, right? I mean, it's gonna be hard to teach and train a team to not go hard without the level of urgency that you need there, right? But once you're out of sports especially, that level of, let me go here, what's next, I need to go here real fast, it's hard for that feeling and for that mindset to change. You really have to slow down with yourself and tell yourself, I have time. I have time to get to my next location. I have time to respond to these emails. I have time to respond to these texts. I have time to work out. I have time to make it to this lesson. I have time to give my parents a call. I have time. You have time. Whenever we are constantly going, we are constantly pushing ourselves to try and accomplish and get done as many things as we can. Yes, that's amazing, but time starts to get away from you. And whenever time starts to get away from you, so does your people. And whenever time and your people start to get away from you, that's whenever loneliness hits. And loneliness is so heavy, it's so hard to manage, it's so hard to process. But I think to try to alleviate some of that loneliness and some of that pressure that can come with working so hard is finding time to slow down, finding time for your people, finding time to work out, finding time to do the things that make you feel good. And you don't have to do it as fast as possible, right? You don't have to go to the gym as fast as you can. You know, like, I have even found myself, I'll be responding to emails and I look at the clock and it'll say that it's 3:12, and I'll be like, you know what, I'm gonna try to get done with these emails by 3:30, and I'll give myself like 15 minutes to respond to 5 different emails. And then like I'll be responding, I'll be reading the emails, trying to come up with a good response, and then I'll look at the clock and it's now 3:27 and I've only responded to two or three emails. And in my head it's like, I told myself that I was gonna respond to five emails by 2:30 and I didn't do it. So then that's whenever that horrible feeling comes into play. That's whenever I start to feel anxious and I start to feel worried and I start to feel behind, when in reality it's like there was no reason to put a time stamp on it. You know, like there was no reason to only allow myself 15 minutes to respond to five emails. It's like, no, I have time. If it takes me 30 extra minutes to respond to these emails today, then that's what it is, you know? And it's not because I'm slow, it's not because I'm dumb, it's not because I can't do it, it's just because I'm putting thought into it, and it's just because I'm trying and I care. And that was something, still to this day, I'm continuously trying to work on, is not putting timestamps on everything I do. That's something I think also I kind of carried over from sports too, just because within your scheduling, like, everything you do has a timestamp on it. It's like you need to be in this meeting room by 8:30, and then you need to be in weights at 9, and then you need to be at treatment at 10, and then you need to be at rehab at 10:30, and then you need to be at your class at 11 to 1, and then you need to be at practice from 1 to 4. And it's just like, it was just such a tight schedule, and it was always related to timestamps and time blocks. And yes, to a degree that keeps you organized and it keeps you from not being late, which again, I never condone being late at all. But if you don't have a timeline, if you don't have a deadline to get something done, I try to tell myself, like, there's no reason to put that additional pressure on yourself and rush it. Do not rush the process if there is no deadline that is had. Do not rush that process. Instead, use that as a gift and be like, I actually have time to slow down and do this. And I don't have to rush. I don't have to be stressed about getting this done by this time or this due date. I can genuinely work, create, refine, draft, and perfect whatever it is that you are doing. Like, use that as a gift. And I think it's so hard, especially coming from sports, to not have that deadline, that timestamp mindset, where it's like you feel like you have to respond to these texts by this time, or you have to complete and respond to those emails by this time, or you have to get all of this done by this day. It's like, no, like, space things out. Again, Rome was not built in a day. Do what you can do with the time that you have. And if you don't complete it, that is okay. But I think it's so easy to put additional pressure on yourself. It's so easy to add that extra level of anxiety and pressure to yourself. But I want to challenge you guys to try to do things and tell yourself that you have time and just see how you feel. See if that can alleviate any of that anxiety or pressure, because at least for me, it did. And honestly, it felt really weird at first because I was like, I feel like I need to be doing something. Like I started to get antsy and I was like, I cannot sit still. It took me a really long time to be able to sit still. I would always feel like I needed to be getting up and doing something. I would just feel like I was wasting my time. And instead now it's like having time to sit still and think and process, and having time to genuinely draft and refine things that I've been wanting to do, and having time to create and have thoughtful responses to these texts and emails, or to call someone back and not have a timestamp on when I have to hang up the phone. Like, that is a gift. That is such a gift. And the thought of trying to speed that up or take that away is just, to me, it's foolish. And I mean, for so long, I found myself again trying to speed things up and trying to speed up time. And it's like, guys, like, time is the greatest gift that we have. You know, it's like time is the one thing that one day we are going to run out of. Yes, time is infinite and time goes on forever, but the time that we have here is not. Our time is in fact limited on this earth. So I do not want us to limit the time that we have here, if that makes sense. There's such a fine line. And I think by trying to speed up your day, by trying to speed up your process, by trying to speed up the time that you are spending on something, all that you are doing is trying to speed up your life. And why the hell would we want to speed up our life if this is the only life that we have? If anything, I'm like, we should want to slow things down. I'm like, I don't want this life to end anytime soon. So why the hell are we trying to rush it? You know, why the hell are we trying to speed things up or speed up the process? You know, like, just because you want to get here or reach this goal or accomplish this thing, yes, that's great. But if we try to speed up that process, all that you are doing is speeding up the time that you have here on this earth. And that is not what we want to do. In fact, it's probably the opposite. So that's where I just want to challenge us. Like, yes, be urgent with what you do to a degree. Like, again, do not miss deadlines. Be on top of your deadlines. Be on top of your timestamps. And always show up and always be prepared. I always love this quote. It's fail to plan to fail. I think preparation is so key. And preparation can really help you slow down whenever it's finally time to show up. You know, I think if you prepare correctly, you won't feel that pressure to speed up the process. You are going to want to kind of slow down and sit back and see how all the things that you prepare for, how it kind of paints out. You know, it's almost like letting the paint dry. You know, it's like sitting back, your paint's on the canvas. Now it's like just sitting back and watching it dry. But where I look at having that level of urgency and trying to almost like force your future a little bit, that's where it's like getting a hairbrush and trying to dry the paint yourself. And by that point, guys, like, that paint's gonna start dripping, that paint's gonna melt, and the picture's gonna look different than the one that you had originally set out, because you did not give it the time to marinate. You did not give it the time to process and really sit, you know? Like, that's honestly the best thing I think that we can do, is letting things paint out the way that they are meant to. You know, don't try to pick up that hairbrush and paint things and let things paint out the way that you expect them to, unless you have already exerted what you need to. By that point, sit back and let it dry how it is meant to be. I promise you, the picture, the outcome, the result is going to come how it is meant to be. The results, the outcome is going to be how it is meant to be. And from there, you should just have that confidence from your preparation that no matter what the outcome is going to be, you are going to be able to handle it. And I think that that can just alleviate so much stress and so much confidence, and honestly kind of just free yourself up and know that if you are prepared, you are going to be able to have time to slow down and allow the process to paint out the way it's meant to, you know? But don't force the process, don't force the paint. Let it dry how it is meant to be, let it play out how it is meant to be. Be urgent in setting the expectation, be urgent in showing up, be urgent in, yes, the deadlines, the timestamps that you have, be urgent in making sure that you are taking care of your business. But find that balance in your routine where the urgency is not taking over your life. Really challenge yourself to not allow urgency to seep within all areas of your life, where you feel like now you are rushing to go to the bathroom, or you're rushing to set up your clothes, or you're rushing to go to your workout, or you're rushing to call back your mom, or you're rushing your responses to your emails. You know, like, just whenever things like responding to your family and friends start to feel like a task, or whenever things like eating dinner or washing your face or showering start to feel like a task and not things that you get to do and not things that you have the opportunity and gift to do, I want you to slow down, because most likely we're caught in the trap of moving too fast and going, what's next? I don't have time. I'm feeling anxious. I'm feeling pressure. I'm feeling overwhelmed. And we're not realizing the time that we have. Guys, again, we only have one life on this earth. The time that we have is the time that we have, right? We can't fix it. We can't change it. We just have to do with it what we have, right? So I just want to challenge us. Do not rush time. Do not rush the time that you have here. Do not try to speed up the process. Let the process come to you. Flow with it. Prepare for it. And be confident in yourself that you will handle it as well, too. That's the best that I can... That's the best advice that I have. And yeah, I think just try to slow down the process as much as you can. Slow down in your preparation. Be urgent in deadlines. Be urgent with timestamps. But do not be urgent in the transitions. Do not be urgent in the process. Again, let the process paint out the way that it's meant to. Let your life, let the flow of it happen. And just know that you are allowed to breathe. You are allowed to slow down. You are allowed to flow and feel the waves and feel the water and smell the roses and smell the flowers, you know? You don't always have to be a bulldozer. You can just be, and that's okay. It is okay to be. It does not mean that you are not successful. It does not mean that you are not going to be successful. It does not mean that you are lazy or lousy. It does not mean that you are running out of time. It just means that you are taking the time that you have on this earth. You are taking control of it, utilizing it, and taking it every single second, okay? Do not wish the seconds away. Do not wish the moments away. Do not wish the time away, okay? Enjoy the process. Try to slow down the process. Learn from the process. And from there, you should be able to find that success. This episode was quick, but I think it is needed as well too. This topic, again, Victoria really just inspired me, and this has been something that I've been really trying to practice on my own as well. So I just wanted to kind of touch on it. We're probably gonna talk a little bit more about it in the future too. But yeah, I think that it's a really important topic, especially for all of my athletes or former athletes. I just hope that you are giving yourself time to slow down, breathe, and enjoy the process. Do not try to fix the process. Do not try to force the process. Just try to be in the process. Thank you all so much for being here. I hope you all have a lovely day. Make sure to like and subscribe. And I love you, my Simply You people. Make sure to show some love, you guys. Show some love on the socials. Don't leave me hanging dry. And I'm obsessed with my nails too. Be here, be real, be you with Carly Basham. Thank you guys so much.